Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk quail-based economy is incredible.
It's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, first-time viewers, for joining us. This is a very combat-y, puzzly, heavy episode. But yeah, we're going to jump back into it now at the top of a brand new round. As most of the party have now emerged back into the present in the chamber in the Trial of Aeons. However, Johan has mysteriously travelled into the future for reasons unknown. Let's go with, yeah, Johan, roll a d4 for me, eh?
You got it. I nearly done it in Twitch chat. One. That's a pretty good
one.
Number.
That's a great number. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So one more mana worm begins to emerge. Whoosh. Appearing near one of the columns, Ayla, it begins to phase in front of you. As it does so, a couple of other things. Now that somebody is in the future, Lich Phaedrus has legendary actions. He will, or they will. Can't do the same one two ones in a row. I think did that one last. Yes, so I can do this one again. That's the third level spell slot back. And then we go to the first of the mana worms. The mana worm will emerge towards Quill and Nova. Can you both make dexterity saving throws, please?
Yep.
Yay!
13.
10, 11, 12.
12, you both succeed. You can take half damage. 12, 6 points of force damage as you're blasted with magical force by this little creature, and as it begins consuming the energy of the future portal, disabling it. Do either of you have any active spell effects, like Shield of Faith or Mage Armors or anything like that?
Oh, I've got
Beacon of Hope.
Beacon of Hope, yeah.
Beacon.
It ends.
Mother Fluffer.
As the energy is consumed by the mana wormling as it gets within 10 feet of you, as it sucks up the magic. Ayla, we go to you now.
Hello. I'm going to go to the new little shit that has appeared here, because the other one's still in Sentry's Moonbeam, so don't want to touchy. And I'm going to recklessly smack it, please.
Sure.
18 plus 12 for the first one.
That will hit.
That might do.
17 plus 12 for the next one.
Both hit.
Okay.
Whack. Two hammer blows collide with this creature. It does temporarily have resistance as it is not close enough to the portal.
Okay. So it's going to take... 19 from the first hit.
19 halved is 9 from the first one. So the hammer does partially phase through it. 7 from the second.
15.
So you can see, Ayla, that as this thing is kind of separated from the portal, it's semi-translucent. Your hammer is connecting with it, but it's almost partially phasing through the thing as it strikes, as the hammer connects with it. And then lightning.
Cool. Yep. Dex save.
Natural 1. So failed. Don't forget to add the con mod.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lightning damage.
13, so 6 more points of damage. You can see that even despite the fact that this wormling is still partially on another plane, it already looks heavily injured as these blows have been raining down against it and disabling it as you do so. I think that's your whole turn, yes?
Yeah, I'm just going to stick next to this portal for now, I think.
Okay, the one next to you will try and bite you, Ayla. That's a miss. The other one is going to... Now, the other one has to make a con save. That is an 18, 19, 20 against the moonbeam, I believe. You tell me, sentry?
Succeeds.
Does it take any damage or half damage?
Half damage.
Takes half damage.
Roll for me.
Love the moonbeam. Woo!
So it 10 takes 5. half to 5, which is still enough to make this thing vanish into the aether.
Nice.
As you see the past portal. Go, Lucius.
Any of those mana wormlings that I hit last time, they need to take their acid damage.
They are either destroyed or just got destroyed by the moonbeam and your acid comboed together.
I think because of their friendship bond with the other mana wormlings, they would feel the acid damage themselves.
Is that what you feel? Interesting. Let me roll for it. No, it doesn't. No, I'm afraid that they're not friends, actually. They hate each other.
Roll for it.
That's lucky. Yeah, I did roll for it, really.
Wormling
roll,
isn't friend.
It? Wormling friend. They actually can't stand each other. At the end of the wormling's turn... Lich Phaedrus is going to take a legendary action. As it turns to Johan,
do you think that you have any power to stop me here? You're nothing but a shadow. An echo of the past that will never be again.
Does a 17 hit your AC?
Yes.
8. 11. 18 points of necrotic damage, and you cannot regain hit points until the start of your next turn. That was at the end of the wormlings go, and then Lich Phaedrus takes their actual go.
Mark, remember that time when I said you have to hit me harder than that? I was just kidding.
Make a dex saving throw, Johan.
We have a good laugh here, me and you, Mark.
We do, buddy, don't we?
Oh, what a lovely that's an laugh. Eight. That's an 8. Uh oh. I'm just gonna take a breath.
26 points of fire damage as a fireball.
That's nothing. Nothing.
Yeah? Sure.
Yeah.
Lucius.
I'm gonna shout out. You're back. What do we do? Why did Johan go back? I'm so confused. I'm looking at Nova and Quill.
Yeah, you can like have quick responses just. Don't milk it.
Okay. I've put up a command word into the pillar so we can disable the shield, but I need to power it here.
How do I do that? Do I fire at it?
The word is Brookstoned! No! No! Put that hand down! Put that hand down! We need to decide who stays in the present and who goes to the future. I think I should stay here. I don't know!
I'm going to hit wormlings. I'm going to fire at the one in front of Nova right now. Chromatic orb.
It's currently disabled the portal, yes. That one hasn't been... That one's only just appeared as well, so...
Excellent.
No, that was the one that appeared last time.
So that's a natural 1-9 to hit.
The orb sails past as the wormling dive bombs to get out the way.
Fucking whiffed it.
Unfortunately, you have. Anything else? Dichromancy?
I guess it would kick off yet, so that is 6 points to that Man of Wyrmling at least.
And still manages to strike. Yep.
Mark, I'm going to use some charges in my prismatic alternator gauntlet to add more damage to that.
Sure.
I'm going to throw in 2d6.
Go for it.
Which is six
more points. Yeah, the Wyrmling is struck by these shards of Dichromancy magic, but it's still standing, seemingly first time fully being injured as you do so. Anything else, Lucius?
That's it for me.
Keelak.
Well, everyone's looking pretty bad, and I was hoping that my Beacon of Hope was going to help more with this, but I'll just do a mass cure wounds on the area that would hit Sentry, Lucius, and Ayla. So
it's a big old 3D8 distance between them.
But it's a 30 foot from the point in which I place it. So
right,
it does hit them all.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, 30 points. Nice. From, yep, sure.
So 3D8 plus 5. So 23 healing to Lucius, Ayla, and Sentry.
Thanks. Damn. Back up to full for me.
And I will stay in place. Well, actually, no, don't worry. Don't worry. Ignore me. I've got no bonus actions.
Okay. At the end of your turn, Phaedrus is going to take a legendary action. Let's just do the same thing again. 17 to hit you, Johan.
That hits.
14 more points of necrotic damage. Another ghostly claw kind of like latches onto your body.
What are you trying to accomplish here? You're going to die in this place. Nothing will change. Do you think if these fools that you've brought here will do anything to change what is going to happen? I've seen it. I've seen the future of this temple, of this world.
Do I get anything
Johan
to say back to him?
It's
my
turn.
Your turn.
It's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to use my movement to walk directly in front of the Lich. And I'm going to say to him, My, I imagine the idea of failure bothers you quite a lot. Especially something you've failed to do in the past. But time is offering you a rare opportunity to fix this by standing down. What do you say, old friend? But I'm just going to close my eyes and just see what happens.
Okay. You just... the skeletal features of Phaedrus. I mean, there's no expression there.
Yeah.
Just this cold, dead light. Mm-hmm. Nova Vija.
Sorry, I just missed out on Tom's healing. That wasn't to Nova, was it? She wasn't included in that.
No,
that was just
don't
to
believe
everyone
so
else.
Okay, it was cool. Lucius, Sentry, and
cool.
Ava.
Okay, can I... where the hell am I on this map? There I am.
You're in the present.
No, wrong thing. I'm in the present. So, I will word vomit onto everybody what has happened, that I need to power this pillar, and then they can use the command word Rookstoned in the future to deactivate the shield when it's being used. But I will probably stay here to power it and also to keep the portals up. I don't know if anyone else should stay with me. I don't know what the best tactical thing is. Bye! I'm going towards this pillar now. Can I attack... this thing's going to get an attack of... is it? When you say power it with arcane magic, do you mean like literally just fill it with a spell?
No, I will tell you now. So what you need to do is you need to get within 15 feet of the pillar, and it requires you to expend a spell slot of at least third level and then make a charisma, wisdom, or intelligence check, basically. So d20 plus your intelligence, wisdom, or charisma to infuse it with magical energy to activate this sequence, this coded runic sequence.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I just don't know whether or not to attack this worm. Actually, yeah, can I...
It would be an action to do this as well. So it would be an action to actually energize the thing.
But the thing is if I... You say 15 feet. I can't get within 15 feet without dashing, well, so...
You've got to take two turns. Let's hope that the...
I'll take two turns. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Can I attack this wormling, please?
Sure, go for it.
Because I might as well do that before I do it. I'm going to Tiangong him. That is 21 to hit.
21 will hit.
And then...
Yes.
10 plus 5 plus 7... 12 points of Tiangong Sabo damage.
Any more damage to add? Or is that just a melee hit?
I guess if a green flame...
Well, you'd have to say that beforehand. Green flame blade.
Fine, then.
Yeah, because it's a different... It, like, making an attack got me, yo. Spell. Yeah, well, the sword strikes the creature, and it's clearly weakened, but still standing.
15, 20... So I'm going to make my way across. You got an attack opportunity on me.
Mm-hmm. 16.
Does not hit.
The shield form of Tiangong manages to deflect away the strike as you rush past it, heading towards the pillar. Sentry.
Cool. I'm going to say to Nova, you know what you used to do. I'm going to go help Johan. Give me a signal when it's ready. I'm going to go through. I'm going to heal myself.
The portal is currently deactivated, Sentry. Just
oh, no,
there is still a wormling there.
Blarg! Okay, then I'm gonna.
You could, if you can kill it this turn, you can step through.
I was going to use my lay on hands and heal myself, so I'm going to do that.
Well, okay, sure.
So I'm gonna heal myself with the full 60 points, get myself back up.
Okay, and, 60 hit points.
Yeah, and then move towards the portal a little bit. Oh, I've just drawn a green line on my face. There we go. move up to there and get ready to go.
Nice. Okay. That sentry is technically the last. Phaedrus has one legendary action left.
Are they about to use it?
But that costs two.
What, finger
they don't use it. They don't use it. Rhiannon, roll a d4 for me, please.
Scream inside my brain. Two.
Two. One, two, three. Two, three, four. Okay. Two more mana wormlings begin to emerge.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, it's happened a lot at this point.
Yeah, I've been in a past, though. I haven't seen this.
Yeah, that's true. So you watch as these two mana wormlings kind of coalesce and begin to drift towards the thing. Another thing happens over in the future with Johan and Phaedrus the Lich. I need you to make a constitution saving throw, please, Johan.
Okay. 15.
Phaedrus looks.
No, you are too weak. It would be too easy. I'll use you to make an example.
And a cord of black and purple energy connects you to Phaedrus.
Oh, Ayla. No.
No. Mana wormlings. That one will go. So, Sentry and Quill, can you guys make a dexterity save for me, please? Ayla, 17 is still a miss. The little wormling tries to nom nom nom.
Oh, yeah, 8 for me.
Oh my god.
18 for me.
So, it's 17 points of force damage, so halved to 8 for Quill and 17 force damage to Sentry as this thing breathes a cone of magical energy all over you. Then it's Ayla's go.
Okay. I will schmick the one next to me again. Even though it's... So 19 plus 12 to hit for the first...
That will hit. Okay, do you want to roll damage for this one first?
Yeah, I will.
It's very injured.
I rolled a 10 on my dice, so it's full whack. Full whack.
It's dead.
Okay. That one then...
Eights from the realm.
I will then...
You could
run
move.
Across to yeah. the swan and
nice. Give it a whack in.
12 plus 9.
That's a hit.
And then that will be 18 damage with the hammer and then a dex save.
Oh. That one does, it will take half damage as it is.
Ah, I've rolled rubbish on that one. Yet. Five, six.
So eight more lightning damage. Half to four. As you now are engaging this second one behind the pillar, the two swings of the hammer passing partially through it, but still causing enough damage to cause the little wormling to whimper as it does so.
Probably just also shout out hearing Nova's thing. I don't know what you want me to do. I can help you with these worms. It's pretty nasty through there. A lot of spells going on. Someone who could not make them happen might be useful. And I'm just going to stay on the worms for now.
So as you're calling this, the two worms are trying to bite you at the same time. One of them misses you completely, but the other one comes up behind and does get a 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
For 6 points of force damage. As it knocks you a little bit as you take it. That's them. Future Phaedrus is going to hold their action. Lucius.
Oh.
Should I feed the pillar like you just did? Or want to do? You haven't done it yet. Or go to the future? Point at
go
which
to
hand?
The
left.
Future!
Okay.
I don't know. I can't make that decision for him.
I actually
like,
don't know.
I don't really
want to
fight the lich, so
like.
I'll stay here.
I don't know what people's health.
I just think that if I'm going to be tanking wormlings to keep these portals open, like you know.
Well, I have like half the health I usually would. So,
Lucius,
that's what I'm saying. Know. Like.
I'm gonna chromatic orb second level at this little wormling that's closing off the future portal.
Okay.
And it's gonna completely succeed and it's gonna actually win the whole encounter in this one session, so that's pretty cool.
14. 14 to hit.
The chromatic orb just grazes its scale, the mana wormling's magical form.
Dichromancy for 6 points of acid, which is totally enough to destroy it.
It just actually is. It had 6 hit points left.
Oh!
So the dichromancy, even though the orb misses, you manage to pull a shard of it back and launch it back as like a blade of orange energy streaking through the creature and dissipating it as the green portal of the future comes
I like
back
to
life.
Imagine
come on into
that
the future.
Lucius was running as he was planning that, and then threw an orb. It's like, I'll get it on the way. Misses totally. Fucks it up. Mm-hmm. Like, oh! And then dichromancy back. Finish it off. And then nips on through to the future.
Okay, so Lucius, as you emerge into the future that you haven't seen yet. This crumbling, decrepit shell of the same room that you were just in. You see, stood in the middle of this crumbling ruin, this skeletal Phaedrus surrounded by this kind of bubble of magic being projected from the pillar that Nova's rushing to. And next to him is Johan, just with eyes closed, kind of fully defenseless almost. As you emerge, I'm just going to check something here.
Oh, SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the lich will just...
Ah, yes, the first to arrive. Goodbye.
and with a hand reaches out and touches Johan. Does a 23 hit you, Johan?
That does hit me.
No!
That's going to be 15 points of cold damage.
Bam. Zero.
So, Lucius, what happens is as Phaedrus the Lich touches Johan, Johan's body dissipates into mist.
What?
No. No, Johan.
I assume I'll be charging towards him with whatever I've got left.
Sure, go for it.
I don't think it's much.
You just watch as Johan's body just dissipates.
I don't know what I had left, so I'll just move one space forward.
Sure. Keelik.
Shit.
Why? I don't know if this will work. I want to cast Arcanist's Magic Aura on the future portal, like the arch itself.
Right.
And I want to give it the illusion that there is no magic there.
Oh, Tom Hazel! Oh! What a play! Yes, that works! You conjure this aura that shrouds the magic of the portal. What a fucking smart boy!
No, wow. You're gonna touch that. Dude.
Is it casting one action? I don't want to shit on your plan, but is it like cast one action? I'd love it. Amazing. You shield the magical aura of the portal. Yeah, it appears to be inert, but active. Clearly active. I think if you look back at Phaedrus, the current present Phaedrus, smiles very broadly in your direction, and you just see them smile and nod.
I'll take that as approval. That means we got the past, we got the present, and now we just go to the future and fucking die.
Well, you've cast that on the future portal, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So just remember that somebody in the future has to use the past portal to come back. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But it means that none of the worms are going to deactivate the portal while we're in there.
Going to the future, but they can deactivate the one
portal
to come back. Yes. Remember, there's two portals.
Oh, son of a bitch. Timey-wimey bullshit.
but
your
you could just
reach
cast
the past
it again.
One?
I think he has to be next to it, I think. It's such a rare spell.
It's a touch spell.
There you go. Well, you can cast it on the future one, and that protects that for now. Is it concentration?
Hang on a minute. Wait, it's not concentration.
There you go.
So when
you could cast it on both.
But when the worms were on the future portal, it deactivated the one.
So there's a green portal and a blue portal. The green portal goes to the future, but if you're in the future, you have to take the blue portal to come back to the present, remember? You're going back.
Oh, right.
Now you get it.
But no, wait. No, hang on. No, because when people were coming back from the future...
Yeah, don't think less on that, because it's a case of, like, when you were in the past, you had to go through the future portal to get to the present, remember? There's three steps. So it's like, if you're in the present...
Yeah.
You
what
go
I mean
to the future through the green portal.
When there were worms on the future portal and people were in the future, they were locked from coming back.
No, there like were worms on the past portal, which is why they couldn't come back.
Yeah, they were blocking the blue one at the bottom, so
yes,
we couldn't come back.
You had to clear
so
those
if
off.
You
yeah,
wanna...
Exactly.
So if you want to make it that the portal for you guys to come back from the future is forever open, you need to cast it on the blue one.
Yes. Well, you can cast it on both, and then you don't have to worry.
It is touch. I can cast it on both. God, 90 feet to get across, that's two turns. How many people are still
dash.
Here? And also, Johan just vanished. I mean, knowing that, if I
you
stop
fly,
the worms from
right?
going to
know.
That portal, then they're going to just fucking go to the portal and block us completely. So instead of casting Arcanists on that one, I will... Dash down to the other one.
And then do it next turn.
And do it next turn.
Okay. Sure. Johan, you're not there.
Yep.
Okay. Nova.
What's happening?
I will carry on. 5, 10, 15. I'm next on 20, with 20 feet of movement, I am next to the pillar. And then I need to cast a level 3 spell, but I only
at least
have level
it has to be spell slot.
5 spells.
It has to be spell slot 3 or higher. So it's minimum of 3. So
okay.
A 5th level spell slot is great.
Okay, that's fine.
And now you need to make a... I'm going to assume you'll want to use charisma.
You said charisma or int, right?
Wisdom, charisma,
yeah,
or intelligence.
Let's go charisma.
Yes. Sure. So you d20 plus your charisma. Oh, are you portenting?
Oh yeah, I am. 16. I'm going to make sure it gets
16.
Done.
So plus you kind whatever. Of feel
plus 5, 21.
Quill's guidance overcome you as he channels the power of his portents, of his divination magic, and you'll feel yourself guided. Nova, you pour magic from Tiangong, you know, the source of your own power. You kind of siphon off some of Tiangong's power and embed it into this rune phrase that you can see now, this pillar where all these runes have been carved, these ley lines of power. You can still see the little markings that you've made to indicate your changes. And as you do, you kind of fill that with power and the runes begin to glow.
Okay, I guess this is success then. I guess it's done!
At the end of...
That's it.
At the end of your turn, Nova, Phaedrus is going to take a legendary action.
So... I see the descendant of the Elemasto line. It's taken me a long time to remember you. It is a shame such a talented bloodline ends here.
I've got a sister, it's fine. Kill me, I don't care.
range spell attack. I had to think for a second there.
That's Mark thinking the Pichet finger of death. You
14 only to hit, actually.
That hits.
That hits. Excellent.
It's Lucius.
Yeah. It's got like 4 AC.
Ooh. 24 lightning damage as just a blast, Emperor Palpatine style. This bolt of lightning connects the two of you. As it just sends surges of power down into your body. You feel it. Shit, sorry. I've completely fuffed that. It's supposed to be a legendary action, not an action. I thought I was casting a normal spell. This would just be a chill touch. My apologies. The damage is going to be different. Don't take that damage, Trot. Sorry. I'm trying to do a lot of things at once here.
No, well,
and my brain just
it's all right. I won't take 13. It.
Instead, you take 14 necrotic damage as a ghostly hand grabs you and you feel it kind of sap at your strength. You cannot regain hit points until the start of your next turn.
Okay.
Sentry.
Alright, so I see that the thing is powered, ready to go. So I'm gonna go through the portal. Dashing on through.
You appear. It takes you 10 feet of movement.
10 feet.
So you appear next to Lucius as you see this ghostly claw rake across Lucius.
I'm gonna move 5, 10, 15, 20 into the room a bit. Just gonna say Brookstone.
How far? 15, 20. You say the word Brookstone.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Shit, that's not good. Okay.
Kim's just like. Anything else, Sentry?
Where's Johan?
I just looked at Sentry with those eyes.
Sad eyes.
Fuck it. Let's just do it. Why not? I'm gonna go up to him and give him the old 1-2 smackaroo.
Sure.
For funsies. it's 14. Probably not going to hit, is it?
Just a bony hand just knocks the blade away.
Try again. 15.
Same thing.
More.
Just grabs the blade, throws it to the side.
Pathetic. Is this the best of the Guardian race? You will be extinct. Every single Guardian life will die with you. You will fail.
At the end of your turn, Sentry, Phaedrus is going to use another legendary action. Lucius, the frightful gaze of the Lich falls upon you. Can you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
It's not... Yeah, it's a frightening, not a charm. Okay.
It is a frightening effect, yeah. Frightened effect.
It is a whole 4.
You are frightened of this target. So as frightened, you cannot willingly move closer. You have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls whilst the Lich was within sight. As it just fills you with terror, just seeing it deflect away Sentry's blows like they're nothing. Johann's apparent death, just all of it, too much for you.
I'll just be calling out to Sentry, get away from it! It destroyed Johann, please!
Those of you in the present, Ravs, can you roll a d4 for me?
You got it. Oh, nearly done it. Twitch chat again. Three.
Oh, shit.
3. Ho-ho.
That's a lot.
Okay. 3 more mana worms begin to appear. However... oh, that's right. You didn't end up casting the aura, did you?
No.
So 3 of them appear at the top of the round. You also, those of you who are in the present, see the second of Phaedrus' motes extinguish.
Shit.
Told you about the time. The mana worms on their turn will... These ones will just move to their closest target. This is there. And then that one is currently engaged in combat, so it will move towards Nova, who is channeling magic into this pillar. Ayla. A couple of these wormlings around you.
Yep. I will... try and take them down, the one next to me. 22 to hit for the first hit. I'll roll the damage.
Definitely hits.
And 15 on the hammer.
That one, which is the one that was previously injured, vanishes. Sent back to its realm.
Next one is 14 plus 12 to hit.
That hits.
And... 18 damage on the hammer in a dex throw.
Jeez, that one is also gone. 18 damage.
Oh.
Yep.
Never mind that.
Both vanish with 2 hammer blows. Bam, bam!
Then I guess I will, with my... can I use another hammer charge of jump and propel myself across in front of the one that's on the green portal?
Whoosh! Yeah, absolutely. Whoosh, you leap through the air, slamming into the ground in front of this thing. Bam! Appearing as you do so.
I think that's me.
That's going to be your turn. Nova, one attempts to bite you. Misses. Ayla, one attempts to bite you. That is a 24. That's actually going to hit for a change. 4 points of force damage, Ayla. As this little mana worm just nom, takes a bite. Meanwhile, in the future, Lich Phaedrus.
The others still have not come. Seems that you are destined to die here.
A reaction. Lucius, make a constitution saving throw for me, please.
11.
That is 40 points of necrotic damage.
Owie!
You just watch as Lucius's body is withered, life beginning to drain away.
I hope you see how futile it all is.
Lucius. I believe you can repeat the fear effect at the end of your turn. I'm just going to check. End of each turn, you can repeat the saving throw against fear.
I'm going to start skirting around.
Mm-hmm.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Yeah, as long as you don't move closer. Yeah.
The thing that Nova told me to say. Brooke stoned!
So calling out Brooke stoned.
Fuck!
Rhiannon's so annoyed. You watch as the runes on the pillar glow, and you watch as the shield around the crystal with the strange wand-like shape embedded into it fades. And as it does, the shield around Phaedrus falls as well.
No. No, what have you done? How is this? No. No, it can't be. Those years ago. Of course.
Anything else, Lucius?
Was that an action?
No, it isn't. Speaking command word, no.
And my frighten effect is a disadvantage on attacks.
Yes.
Stuff like that. I want to do something that doesn't require a ranged attack. So I'm going to do vitriolic sphere. Fourth level, to not hit sentry, so behind the lich. This is a dex 16 save, please. Don't legendary resist.
I mean, I could do, but that's only half damage. Can you make a wisdom saving throw instead for me, please?
Can I counterspell that?
You can. What level do you counterspell?
Fifth.
So, as you cast Vitriolic Sphere, no, you can't counterspell on your turn because you've already cast the spell. That's right. If it was somebody else casting the spell, you could have done this, yeah. But because it's you casting it,
so
you
can't. So I'll do a wiz save then.
Wisdom saving throw, please. Yes. This is a real wizard duel 20. At the moment. It's like 20. Okay. So you conjure the spell, and as you begin conjuring it, the lich turns around.
Not this time, boy.
And it brings up a hand and tries to shunt you out of this particular time frame. However, your own magic protects you, shielding you, this kind of sensation, sentry's power, everything about you just rebuffs this spell, and you manage to stay locked into this current space as the vitriolic sphere goes off.
Hell yeah.
I failed it. I am going to spend the legendary resistance, so I succeed instead and take half damage.
So that's 14 acid now.
14 points of acid damage. For the first time, the lich takes damage.
No! Ah! How did you resist? You will pay for that.
8 points of acid at him as well. And I'm also going to add, let's see here, 2 charges from my gauntlet. So that's another
2d6. 2d6.
6 points more.
6 more points.
I can mentor as well.
Damage begins impaling into the lich as the shield is now gone.
No! No!
You'll pay for what you did to Johan.
Keelek.
Right, so I will do Arcanus Magic Aura again on this portal, so there's no way we can't get back.
The mana worms instantly lose interest in this portal. They're just like, and they turn towards the one leading to the future.
And then I will move 50 feet up, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 across the room with fly speed again. And that's me. I may as well also cast Shillelagh on myself.
Sure.
A bonus action. Why not? And that's my turn.
Cool. Johan, you reappear in a flash of lightning and thunder. It appears you are at full health, but any spell
Surprise,
slots are still expended.
Surprise.
Spell slots are still expended, but Johan just reappears.
I like to think that it's lightning. Just as I'm saying, you'll pay for what you did to you.
Where do I reappear? Right in front of
just
him?
Where you were. Yep.
Okay. Okay. It appears that your past will always haunt you. And then I'm going to cast a fifth level lightning bolt straight through him.
Sure. He's already used his reaction this turn. That's going to be a fail. I will spend another legendary resistance to 60.
I clicked sixth level there, sorry. Let me recast that as a fifth level.
Sure.
You know what? Yeah, let's roll it. Sixth level lightning bolt. Why not? Let's get crazy up in here. So that's 39 lightning damage and then plus 6 damage from my Tempest of the Storm. And I'm going
Okay, so the 39 is going to be halved. He failed the save, but I'm going to use the Legendary Resistance to succeed. Mm-hmm. So he's going to take half of 39 would be 19. And then he takes another 6 points.
Yeah. And I very much will
And he has
use...
resistance. Hang on. He has resistance against lightning.
I'm very much going to use my bonus action to tempestuous magic fly the fuck away from melee range.
You launch backwards as you erupt this powerful blast of lightning directly forward.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to have as much an effect as you were hoping, but still.
Yeah.
At the end of your turn, Lich is going to get serious now.
Also, Kim, you're muted, by the way.
Oh.
And have been for probably
the
entire fucking episode.
No, I haven't been.
Lucius, 27 to hit you with a ranged spell attack.
Yeah. What type of spell is it?
This is a cantrip.
What element?
Damage type. Necrotic.
No fun.
So that's going to be 18 points of necrotic damage, and you cannot regain hit points until the start of your next turn.
I'm down.
Lucius falls unconscious.
Shit.
The first of many.
Nova Vija.
Oh, I don't think I've been muted the whole episode because
No, you haven't.
I don't know.
It's your last turn.
I did it just because I was sneezing. I sneezed and I didn't want people to hear it. Okay. I guess I'm gonna go into the future. Although there's a thing next to me.
It's currently disabled. And the portal is currently disabled. There is a wormling next to Ayla.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, I can't. Action, bonus action, can I? I'm gonna Eldritch Blast the one next to Ayla, just so that portal can open again. So what the hell is my Eldritch Blast? First bolt. 12 plus 9 to hit. Is a 21
hits.
To hit? Yeah.
Yep.
And then 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 points of
Force
Eldritch
damage.
Blast damage.
Yep. First beam, so first beam strikes into the creature. Yep.
12 plus 9 again, so same again to hit, so I hit it again.
Yep.
And 4 plus... keep losing my place. 9 points of force damage.
Second beam strikes the creature, spinning it through the air. It's still alive, but weakened.
8 plus 9 is 17 to hit.
Hits.
And then 11 points of force damage.
With that, this mana worm by the future portal is sent back to whatever plane of existence it comes from. The green portal comes back fully functional.
I'd also like to move, meaning you get an opportunity of attack on me.
Yep. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 24, actually. Whoever takes
5, 30, that'll hit.
6 points of force damage as you move away.
Okay.
End of your turn?
End of my turn.
At the end of your turn, Phaedrus is going to use the last of their legendary actions to cast Chill Touch on Lucius. That's an automatic death save, Lucius.
Cheeky sod.
I will not make the mistake.
What? No, because it's a ranged. It's a ranged spell, so it doesn't.
And he can't heal it back until his next turn.
He cannot regain Lucius's hit points turn? Until the start of his next turn.
Lucius's next turn, or the witch?
Lucius's next turn.
It's my go now.
It is Sentry's turn now.
Right.
So he can't regain hit points. Panic. Small panic is happening right now in my brain. Shit! Oh! I'm gonna disengage.
Each and one of you with me. I will only come back, destroy my form, and I will return. You will fail. I will kill as many of you as I can.
I'm going to disengage and move over to Lucius.
You look down, you can see this like necrotic translucent hand like gripping his heart through his body as he's just pale and cold on the floor.
I've got no potions. I can't bonus action and he can't regain hit points.
You can stabilize because that doesn't actually regain hit points, but you've used your
action
to disengage.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm just gonna stand over him protectively. Just yeah.
The top of the round, one more mana worm emerges.
Okay.
Sorry, I just rolled it to speed things up. However, in the future realm, Phaedrus still gets a lair action. Sentry, you watch as all these skeletal figures, the ones that Phaedrus had pointed out before, the various skeletal forms, one looks like an Arakokra, one looks like, two look like elves, one looks like an Air Ganassi, they rise up, these kind of like spiritual skeletons rise up. I need you to make a constitution saving throw for me, please, as they rush towards you and try and phase through your body.
16 plus 6, 22, 23.
You succeed, however, it still deals half damage. As these apparitions pass through you, you feel them trying to rend your soul apart, these horrid, nightmarish memories. That is going to be 25, 27 points of necrotic damage.
Jesus!
That you just managed to like bear as this thing rips through you. You can see as Phaedrus is channeling this energy, the pillar with this crystal is pulsing, and this thing inside of it is almost pulsing with power as he's just reaching out with this deathly energy trying to strike you down. Ayla.
Okay.
Hello. So the portal's open again, yes?
Yes, it currently is.
Okay, can I charge through the portal and throw my hammer at his face?
As soon as you appear through, you see this lich just channeling as these, you know, apparitions pass through Sentry. Yeah, you can do. Go for it.
Okay. 22 to hit.
22 hits, yes. He's not had a new go. He doesn't get his reaction back. So yeah, this just hits.
So can he make a dexterity saving throw, please?
Yes. He actually succeeds, I think. 22.
Yeah,
he'll but the hit. You hit
but
him as normal.
He will still take... Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... Oh, I rolled a 10 as well on my dice.
Oh, it's just a shame the internet is dead.
Oh, You're going to have to repeat it.
Hit, Mark.
It'll come back.
Hit.
It'll come back.
There we go. 21 it's back.
For my 21 for the hammer damage.
Okay. That's just hammer damage, yes? Because lightning damage, he has resistance. Okay.
Hammer damage. And lightning damage is going to be 18.
So half to 9. The hammer, it cracks part of the skull as lightning leaves a huge trail and then it slams back into your hand, recalled from it.
And I will just duck behind this pillar here, seeing Lucius. I can't give him anything this round.
Wouldn't matter if you could.
Yeah. I know. Ayla wouldn't know that, though.
At the end of your turn, Ayla. Let's have a look here. That's my best situation. You're going to duck behind that, are you? Let's see. There's no benefit. He's going to wait. Okay, so he's not going to spend the legendary action. The Mana Wormlings. Mana Wormlings. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Ah, it's going to close again.
5, 10, 15, 20. 5, 10. Yep, the Mana Wormling manages at least one of them gets to the future portal as you watch it shut down, Quill and Nova. The one leading to the past still active as they believe it to be non-functional. But that is the Mana Wormlings. Quill, make a dexterity saving throw for me. Oh, actually, and Nova, they can both hit you with their breath weapons.
11.
18.
That's going to be 13 points of force damage to Quill, and then 9 points of force damage to Nova as they blast you with these breath weapons. I already halved it for you, Nova. It was 18, I halved it to 9. Phaedrus the Lich's turn. You can see damage beginning to kind of form around their body as this glowing crystal pulsates.
Enough! I failed once. I will not fail again. Time stop.
You watch as time freezes for 1d4 plus 1 turns. For you guys, you just watch as your body is completely frozen, unable to move. You don't have to make saving throws, Lucius, as it is, time is completely frozen. You watch as first Phaedrus conjures some sort of globe, the shimmering sphere of energy around themselves. Then they will place a... Is this concentration? It is. This isn't. Ah, that is concentration. That's annoying. Then 3 illusory duplicates form around them.
Yeah. Are you really Zawaldoing us?
I am Zawaldoing you. 1 second has passed. 2 seconds has passed. Then you guys watch as a tiny orange bead appears in between Ayla, Sentry, and Lucius and just hovers in place.
What the hell?
It lingers there for 6 seconds. It lingers there for another 6 seconds. And then as the spell collapses, this tiny bead erupts as a delayed blast fireball explodes. I need Ayla and Sentry to both make dexterity saving checks.
Christ.
Yes, that's a fail.
Here we go.
It will be a failed death save for you, Lucius.
Yeah, this is 6 for me total.
22.
22. Ayla, you're going to take half damage, unless do you have anything which means you take less?
I had my advantage on danger sense, but that was it.
That's it.
Can he take acid damage, please?
Oh, that's right, from the Vitriolic Sphere, right? How much is it?
Well, it was 17 halved.
17 halved. So, 8. You can see the robes and his bones, like, pitted and cracked as his form is collapsing.
We're straight up going down here.
Sentry, you take 51 points of fire damage. Ayla, you take 25 points of fire damage. And Lucius, it's an automatic death save as this tiny bead goes and erupts around.
Doesn't Sentry half it?
Why would Sentry half it? Oh, it's a spell. It's a spell, though.
Oh, yeah.
At 25.
Oh, my God.
That's correct. Well remembered, Tom.
Have any kind of an aura that does that to other people?
I have some bad news for Lucius. It is time to make that very important roll.
No.
Tom.
He rolls a 10.
He's not in his area.
He doesn't. You're not there.
He's not in your zone.
Damn it!
Fuck! You ready?
I'm ready.
No.
Just manages to hop on. At the end of your turn,
Lucius.
Yeah,
we could really do with some healing in here.
Phaedrus takes a legendary action.
No!
Didn't they use the last of the legendary actions recently?
They get him back at the beginning of every new turn.
Fuck!
Every new turn.
I tried! I tried, I tried!
Sentry, 16. They're going for Sentry. They've got two more opponents, 16.
That is a fail if that is an AC.
The Ghostly Claw tries to grab you. Yeah, the claw Ghostly tries to grab you. Quillic, add Kalar.
My heart can't take this, Mark. My heart is beating so fast. Oh my god.
What was the range in which they had to be at the portal to suck the power out of it?
10 feet.
Let me just look at Lightning Lure real quick.
I believe it pulls 15 feet.
Oh.
Or be pulled 10 feet in a straight line. I want to stand here, fly here. So that was like 20 feet of movement. I want to yank it away from the portal and then fly into the future.
I believe I have to make a saving throw.
It's a, it's strength. Yep.
You see?
You tell me. What'd you get?
15.
17, baby!
Vroom! It's yanked back. Take some damage as well, I believe.
Who cares? 3d8 plus 3. It takes 13 damage.
13 damage. As the lightning lure yanks it, you see the portal reappears.
Okay, portal's open. I'm going in. The future.
So as you appear, you see the sight before you. Sorry, I was dragging you. You see, Sentry and Ayla both badly injured, Lucius on the floor, pale, the pallor of death. Johann, seemingly back, covered in lightning energy, and this lich in a very damaged state.
I see the one who is being tested has finally shown his cowardly self. Just in time to watch your friends die.
No, you. I'm going to bonus action heal Lucius.
Are you in range? 60 feet, isn't it, for healing words? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Do it at fourth level. So, what is the healing on healing word again? 1d4, 2d4, 3d4, 4d4.
Tom. Yeah. Tom. I counterspell it. At
fuck!
Fifth level.
Oh,
it's badass.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
This
is what he would do. This is a lich. Like, he's not fucking about.
I love it.
All the anger.
I hate me too. Okay? I hate me.
Let the hate flow through you.
And the only other person with counterspell, I think, is Lucius. He's unconscious. So he could
and me, but I'm in the wrong time
you're
zone.
Not there. Yep. Tom, anything else?
Oh my god. Oh, that was the Giga Brain play, and he counter Giga Brain me.
The galaxy.
The Wizard Duel.
Oh my god, okay.
Galaxy versus Universe Brain.
It's like the evolution of the brains, and there was Lightning Lure, the worm from the portal, followed by using a bonus action to heal Lucius, and then finally it's just the Lich with counterspell, and he's just...
I can see the meme now.
Yep, that's my turn.
At the end of your turn, he's going to try and get you a chill touch. 28 to hit Quillic. Keelak.
Nope.
I'm just rolling down.
Don't confuse me.
16 necrotic damage. You cannot regain hit points until the start of your next turn.
Okay.
Johann.
Okay.
You see all of this unfolding.
You have just made a mistake, Mark Humes, because you counterspelled the wrong person. I am going to use my bonus action to Font of Magic, spending 7 points to get back my 6th level spell slot. And then I'm going to cast Scatter on the entire party, bar myself, and send them to the past.
Interesting. Now, Scatter is a teleport effect, is it not?
It is.
And you want... Interesting.
I want it to works. Send them all onto the spot that would send them to the past, except me.
Yep, that would work. Yep.
Yep.
So you can send them all to the present, basically.
Yep.
Which is...
Wait. But that's...
Huh?
Isn't that the actual worst?
It's going to see...
Johan, is that what you're doing?
I would argue that I can't see Ayla because she's behind the pillar.
You could move before you cast.
This way would save everyone.
That is Johan's turn.
Okay, no.
I know.
You can take it back
if you want. You know what? No. Okay, I'll keep Ayla and Quill here. I'm sending Sentry and Lucius back.
Okay.
Oh. I'm worse than Sentry, not Sentry.
Oh. Wait.
Too late.
Sorry, hit points. I'm fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It will be okay.
Okay, Sentry and Lucius back to the past. Back to the present, I should say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Back to the past. Okay. All right. So you count, you cast Scatter, sending them to the portal coordinates, which sends them back into the present.
Okay, and I will stand in front of Ayla.
Okay.
You have done nothing. You have done nothing but buy them time, you fool.
Nova Vija.
Die.
Nova Vija.
Multiple universe brain.
I really need a wee wee.
We'll take your turn and then you can go for one.
Okay, here we go. I'm going in the portal. Is the portal up? Yeah.
It is, yeah, because okay, yeah, Quill just managed to pull him away far enough. You appear next
to
Quill. You see the sight before you. Yes, you see the lich.
Back to the future.
And you see the pillar that you had changed. You see it now holding this kind of crystal shape with this long wand-like shape in the middle of it, pulsating. You can see that the Lich Phaedrus is surrounded by some sort of protective spell. There are multiple mirror images of them.
Question.
Yes?
Kim knows about liches. Would Nova know about liches?
Make a religion check.
Check.
Oh, Arcana check. Arcana.
18 plus 6, Arcana plus 6. Yep, so 18, 19, yeah. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
It's probably not Nova's knowledge. This is actually probably Tiangong telling you, I think, would make more sense. Because I don't think Nova would have ever studied how a lich is made or, like, phylacteries and stuff. But Tiangong, as you're trying to, like, fathom everything, you hear a voice. Phylactery. Crystal pillar. Must be destroyed. Source of power. Nova must destroy it immediately. Great danger.
Do we all hear that? Because we usually, like, the people
yeah, you can
Nova,
hear. You, yeah, I'd say you can hear Tiangong. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And am I still behind the pillar? Because you...
That's right, yes. You would have gone back to where you were. So your hand's, like, sort of here.
Help me!
I didn't realize how bad things were for you. I would have sent you.
Nova's galaxy braining.
I am fucked, dude. I am fucked.
Oh, no.
Can I cast Wall of Light on the pillar?
Yes, you can.
It needs to make a constitution saving throw or take 4d8 damage.
It fails. Takes the damage.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3. I'm missing a d8, but...
You're basically casting like something damage. Like this, right?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 points of radiant damage on the pillar.
The crystal around the device shatters as the light burns through it, and you can see that this wand-shaped device begins to burn and crumble, but it's not fully destroyed, as Phaedrus is just like, no! Fools! First you! You're the one who disabled it! The Ganas from the past!
Hi, can I cast it so that it carves a wall between us and Phaedrus? So the way you've drawn the line, so it's diagonally, it just goes diagonally. It's probably not going to do a great deal, but screw it. Like, why not?
You can sort of do
it is
like
a
this, yeah.
60-foot long wall. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, there's probably a bit more length on it, but yeah,
fact,
you can do something like that.
Actually, just out of interest, can I do that so that it hits Phaedrus as well?
Yes.
And he makes a constitution saving throw. Yes. DC, he probably passed 17.
17. Yes, he does pass.
So half damage on him. So that was, what did I say, 21 halved?
So 10 points. You can see now. You can see now. The cracks, the damage, the burns across this lich's body and its phylactery now beginning to show... Well, you can't read its emotions. There's no fear to see in its eyes, but there is panic rising, the skeletal hands trembling.
No, you're supposed to fail. It is destined. I've seen it. I know how this happens. I have killed you before. This isn't right. No!
Sentry.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Lucius at level 3. S'il vous plaît. So that's 3d8
to spell you here.
3. 9, 10, 11, 12 hit points. Restore.
Lucius.
Nice. Thank you.
Can I just say to him, you're not going anywhere, Lucius. Don't worry, I've got you.
Thank you, Sentry. Which... What... I'm looking for the lich.
you are. You see that you're not in that room anymore, Lucius. You're back in the present. But as you look over, you see the moat above Phaedrus's head. The final moat is dimming. You can see its light is diminishing very rapidly.
We're almost out of time. That's all I say.
Okay. Ayla.
I'm going to bonus action take a healing potion, I think.
Sure.
I think
regular?
I've got a greater.
Is it in your inventory?
Potion of healing greater, yes.
Yep. So 7, 8, 11, 15 hit points.
Ooh, big numbers. Then... Sorry, getting back to the map. So Nova Tiangong says we had to do damage the shard thing, thingamithimimimimimim, as a priority. So can I use my final charge on my hammer to just propel myself over to that?
Whoa! You leap and... over the wall of light. Slamming into the ground.
And can I hit it twice, please?
You can.
17 plus 12 and 14 plus 12 to hit.
Both will hit.
Wonderful. 18 on the first hit damage and 14 on the second hit.
Okay.
And then
with
a dex save? Okay.
The shard of some sort of wand made of maybe black metal or wood, as the hammer strikes into it, one big crack. Second big crack. That second blow, you just see it snap and splinters as magical energy kind of pulses from it. Phaedrus obviously doesn't immediately collapse. The thing breaks and you just see the skull snap round.
No. This is not... Enough. You pass.
Just wipes a hand through the air. You are all sent immediately to the present.
Jeez.
Oh.
That was the condition. You all return as you see the final mote of light above the present Phaedrus, the, you know, feminine faced but bearded, long curly haired, smiling high elf of Phaedrus Celador, the current Arcanist. The light fades from the mote. You have passed. The trial of aeons has come to an end. I am sorry that you must endure such a hardship. But it is over now.
You see two forms, translucent, as if reaching out from across different times. A skeletal robed figure stands to Phaedrus's right, and a young, more feminine Phaedrus, with shorter hair, clutching a book, stands to Phaedrus's left. They seem to almost speak, though you cannot hear their words. Phaedrus nods. We have agreed to present you with the blessing of ages. The pillars light for a moment. Pale light flows through the chamber as you feel a wave of magic across you all. For the next 24 hours, all of you gain the following benefits. You have advantage on any saves against effects that would alter your age. You add an additional 1d8 to any initiative rolls you make. And you gain a mote of temporal fortune, which you may expend at any time, and gain advantage on an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. It lasts 24 hours.
Ooh. Basically, 24-hour inspiration, kind of, on attack.
Yeah, it kind of lingers there, plus the benefits to initiative rolls, and then the save advantage on saves against effects that would age you.
Good.
The trial of Aeons represents an understanding that the knowledge of the past, cultivated in the present, can be used for good or for great evil. What has happened in the inner sanctum began long ago. It has festered like a wound. A corruption has spread. Now the balance, the fate of the future, rests with you. You have been proven worthy. You have faced a very powerful foe. But I'm afraid that your next trial will be no easier. Kuratas, the Sphinx, shall be the next one to administer the trial of power. This place will be safe. But I'm afraid that my time... it's coming to an end.
Thank you for all you taught us today.
I have taught very little. I am sorry that I caused so much pain. You see Phaedrus looks towards their lich form, who just kind of stands there, translucent, watching everything. I witnessed my own death. My own failure to protect this temple and the Storm Dragon from Zarkira long ago. It drove me to pursue knowledge that should not have been mine. Knowing what I would become, I split myself across demiplanes. A plane to represent the past, a plane to represent the future. And through it I have made this test, to ensure that any who would enter the inner sanctum are strong and wise enough to overcome its challenges. Kelek, knowledge is a burden. And if you are truly the chosen of Hesper, a high priest, it will be your burden to carry, but not alone, as all of your companions here have proven. You know that Hesper's power is dying, that it is fading in time. Someone must pass on the lessons of the past, help cultivate them here in the present, so that they may be used in the future.
As I told Sentry before, I know that knowledge is a huge burden, but one that I am willing to carry for everyone here and for everyone in the future.
Good luck. Phaedrus nods, and the three forms begin to fade from existence, and you are left alone in the sanctum. And that is where we will end today's episode.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Right.
That's probably my favorite combat we've done. Like, it was so, so fun.
I loved that.
That was up and down.
So many moving parts. Oh my god.
There's a part of me... I felt like I couldn't. I could have used the legendary action to put that last death save on Lucius, and I was just like, oh, man, it just feels so harsh. I was like, the counterspell. Yeah. I was like, the counterspell was too much. I was just like, I can't.
As soon as that counterspell went off, I was like, wow, perfect.
I wanted to leave it to the thing is, Trot, is I knew that you had a turn. And I wanted to leave it up to the dice. I didn't want it to be something that I like giving you two so that like the chances of it being bad are really bad. But I want to leave it up to fate as best as I can.
Well,
plus, you know, there were threats and stuff. Yeah. I mean, if you'd rolled less than a 10, that's it. Lucius would have been done. So, yeah.
He's had a lot of traumatic deaths recently.
Really has. He's been through the ringer.
Really has. He's our little boy. He's our precious boy. But
I thought we were still going to have to fight him, though. I thought we were going to have to like fight the Lich until he died as well. I was like, he's going to like finger death as soon as I hit this thing.
I'm not going to put you against a fucking CR22 Lich and say you have to beat him. Like that wasn't the goal of the test. The test was figure it out and destroy the phylactery, and then that was it. Basically,
that's the thing. Is I had as Kim. I had the faith because Mark always puts in an alternate way of doing things. So there's always the option of fighting the big bad, but there is always like another way of doing it.
Not just that, but Phaedrus even said at the start, this wasn't a test of your battle prowess.
Yeah,
this was a test
of power.
It was a test of understanding the lesson, basically. And it was the lesson of like deactivating the shield and then destroying, you know, the thing that was the phylactery, the thing which gave the Lich immortality, basically. You guys figured it out. Very well done.
Did it. I love
it. Amazing.
Liches are so cool, man. And like, honestly... I didn't play that Lich as effectively as I could have. Like, I was kind of toying with you guys for a long time because there was no way that he was just like, you're nothing. I'm going to play with you kind of thing. Yeah, I never got Finger of Death. I had an 8th level spell, which would have been pretty fun. I'm glad the time stop got off, though. That was fun.
Fucking coward, though.
Yeah.
As a point... The spells that he cast on himself, one of which was Globe of Invulnerability, which means that no spell below 5th level could affect him. It's just, you don't even make a check. It's just, it lasts for 1 minute. Ooh. It is concentration, but it's just like, yep. And then mirror image, which means like there's 3 duplicates, which you can hit instead. Plus he had shield, plus counter spells, temporal shunt.
Man, so damn. Cool. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was the Trial of Aeons, not the Trial of Power. That's next
time. That's the Trial of Aeons. Mm-hmm. Trial of Power is next. Well, I mean, I'm guessing you guys are going to want to rest at some point. So, plus, there might be some questions for Johan, I think. Maybe some questions for...
I don't know. That seems like pretty run-of-the-mill normal fate. Like,
Nothing. So who was there?
To be fair, most of us didn't actually see that.
I was going to say,
I was going to ask Mark, how clear were the visions of the different time periods? How clear was the vision of Johan?
I mean, it was like, it's like a, like seeing a ghost, like seeing a kind of semi-translucent ghost. So you would have seen him like vanish and then reappear, but it could have been a spell. It could have been like a spell effect or like a teleport or something.
But if I can see a creature's mouth move while it's speaking a language I understand, I can interpret what it's saying. I can lip read it.
Oh,
I know exactly what he said to the lich.
Then you know exactly what was said between them. Well, not the lich. You don't know the lich's side. There's no lips to read on a lich.
Nah.
But everything Johan said.
I know what Johan said.
Ravst is now like, I didn't know that Tom could do that.
I did not.
I did not.
Was he facing the right way, though?
Oh, yes.
Was he faced in the right way? Were you looking at the back of Johan's head?
Let's say Quill heard all the good bits. All the bits that are going to make him go, who are you?
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.